This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At what point, Rena Sargentopoulos, should all of us expect your presence to show up?
Presence for what?
Dave, does that insult you a little bit?
A little bit. More than a little bit, frankly. We're all celebrating here. It's the biggest day in the history of WCCO radio, and she doesn't care.
The radio station, yeah, which is, you know, you've hosted you've hosted multiple shows on this station.
Yes.
You're now a benchmark on the ninth best weekday show, and we turn 100 today. This is our 100th birthday.
I thought we already celebrated this. Like, wasn't this, like, during the state fair or something, or?
Wow. Dave, I mean, remember we were talking about civility before,
and
last night's debate? Didn't we celebrate this? We're having a big party, by the way, October.
Yeah. Where's my invitation?
I'm not in charge of invitations. That's Brad Lane. It's Brad Lane.
Well, he doesn't like me very much.
October 21st, it's a Monday. Yeah, we're saving money. I mean, can you blame us if it's a Monday? If you're having a big party and it's on a Monday, you're saving money, right? Isn't that automatic?
Well, that's like the biggest save money day of the week, I think.
I don't think we can deny that. Are you going to rush out now knowing that it is our 100th birthday and I don't know, probably a gift for Dave and a gift for me?
Well, you guys don't look a day over 99, so congratulations.
Wow.
No, I won't be buying gifts.
Dave, my feelings are hurt. Dave, how are you feeling at this point?
My feelings aren't, frankly, very hurt because this is about what I expected. We know how devoted she is to giant station events at Care 11, her primary employer.
That's true.
Why would she care about this?
Yeah.
He gets me. He gets me, Chad.
Yeah. Did you go to the Care 11 celebration event? No.
No, I did not. And it was not for any other reason that I didn't have child care.
Yeah.
Also didn't try to get child care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't have to bring up all the details.
Okay, so let's get to this. How often do you attend your daughter's birthday? I mean, is that most of the time, half the time?
I'm a classic overdoer for my daughter and her birthday. Oh, my God. It's stupid. Like, I have to talk myself down off a ledge.
Can you give us an example of a recent birthday?
I did a birthday at one of those painting places in town. And we had, like, 22 kids because you have to invite everybody from the class. Mm. And then neighbors and other friends and whatever. And the whole theme was paint, right? So like she had a paint splatter dress and I had a paint splatter sweatshirt and the cake came from our neighbor did it. And she's absolutely amazing, but you know, she's an actual business. So it costs money. And all the little to-go gifts were all paint themed. And yeah, by the time I had Chick-fil-A for like catering, it was so expensive. It was so stupid. I won't do that again, but it was a wake-up call for me.
Okay. So do you believe you've seen the error of your ways?
Yes.
And you're going to correct that?
Yes. Last year we had it just at our house. It was kind of lame, so I'm going to have to up my game a little bit this year. But
yeah. Harrigan, don't you think there's some middle ground from inviting all of Hopkins to the party compared to you're just going to sit there and stare at mom and dad. We're not even getting you cake, and we'll mention it for 1 minute, and we'll go on with the rest of our day.
Come on, kids, come over. We've got a veggie tray for you.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
How about some broccoli and cauliflower?
Hey, they don't have to eat it plain. They can eat it with ranch.
Yeah. Oh, gross. The ranch. Oh, my God.
Is there any condiment that you are a fan of?
Yes, blue cheese, mustard, relish, hot sauce. It's just ketchup and ranch.
Oh, we know you can't handle anything spicy, please.
Ketchup, yeah, really spicy. Mayo, woo. I guess in Minnesota, mayo is spicy. Oh, my God. It is also National Kale Day. Where do you stand on kale?
I'm anti-kale.
If I go to a salad bar, I will mix it in with the other lettuce, but I don't want it to be too prominent, you know, because it...
Does it make you feel like you're healthier or something?
Yes, I'm trying to delude myself as I then put like 8 pounds of French and blue cheese dressing on there.
Which is a good combo, by the way.
That is a great combo. That is the best combo. Harrigan, remind me where you stand in French and blue cheese dressing.
No.
I saw that coming. Why pay for two dressings when you can have just one?
If you shop at Lund/Byerly's, guess what? They have the French blue cheese combo.
I have seen that. I haven't tried that. I just usually mix them.
You haven't lived your life yet. I mean, it's going to be an eye-opener. You're going to wonder what these first 94 years been like, you know, without the French and blue cheese. All right, let's pause. I want to talk about Ariana Grande and then a pilot and pizza. Any comments for Rena? Always appreciate it. Rena's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You check her out on a regular basis on Care 11. She joins us every Wednesday at 12:35. Don't forget, bonus Major Garrett. Major in about 20 here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Since we're going to talk about CCO turning 100 throughout the show, rightfully so. Dave, you want to go ahead and explain the music theme as we continue our dialogue with our friend Rena?
Well, it's quite simple. This song is Rolling Stones singing 100 years ago, and the theme is 100. We're celebrating.
Yeah. Rena, this is how much I'm celebrating. I forgot we're having a little get-together today, and I'm broadcasting from the Western Suburb studio. So I can't really talk about, you know, my total buy-in to the party because there's a celebration going on right now, and I'm not even downtown.
Thank goodness you finally came clean. How dare you? How dare you come at me?
Yeah. That's what I do. I deflect. Can I also say there have been three white cars parked extraordinarily close to each other near my place for like 4 days. Haven't on the street, haven't moved at all, and they're parked so close to each other. Should I have any concern level about what's going on?
I'm trying to think if there's something, if it sounds nefarious or not.
Yeah.
Nah, don't be worried. You should go out, knock on the window.
Harrigan, yeah, should I be worried about this at all? Should I call anybody?
I think they're casing the place.
Yeah. Well, it's theirs. By the way, Linda's construction time check is 12:52. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. When are you on the mothership today?
4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6. So you're very busy today. Ariana Grande, Dave sent me this story. where she decided to take a lie detector test because people have been questioning if she participated in plastic surgery. So to prove her point that she did not participate in any way, she ended up taking a lie detector test and apparently passed it. Have you ever in your life participated in a lie detector test?
No, but I'd like to.
Would you? Okay, now do you think you would be skilled at passing a lie detector test even if you were lying?
No.
No, you do not.
No.
Harrigan.
No, not at all. Do you?
Dave, you first. Do you think you could pass a lie detector test even if you weren't telling the truth?
No. No, I'd get clammy hands, and they'd know. They wouldn't even need to look at the thing. They'd just say, that guy's full of crap.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think I could. Isn't it just judging?
Mr. Ego.
Of course you do.
I said I think I could. I didn't say guaranteed. The idea is, isn't it just judging how your body is changing? It doesn't definitively have the answers. It's not like it's a game show. It's just a computer that's judging maybe your pulse rate. And if your body chemistry is changing, correct? Isn't that the basic premise of a lie detector test?
Well, of course it is. But then your body does things that you don't even know are happening. It's just the nervousness of knowing that you're lying about it. Like, I think only serial killers are able to pass these things. So just take that
Thank you. I mean, I'm celebrating a birthday today, and I was called a serial killer. Harrigan, I thought for sure this was going to be one where you were going to say, of course, I would pass that no problem. It wouldn't be an issue at all.
I don't think quite as highly of myself as you do of yourself, I think.
I'm not exactly bragging about my lying. That is not a good skill to brag about. I'm just saying, can I sit there? I think what I'm saying is I'm an actor. You know, that I'm the Meryl Streep of acting in town. And that if you told me to say I love Donald Trump, I think Donald Trump is the greatest ever, and the Twins are going to win the World Series, I could flatline say it.
Huh. So you're a serial killer.
Can we, Dave Harrigan, with our voluminous budget for this show, can we get a lie detector test to see if I'm living up to the hype?
I think so. I mean, Maury Povich is off the air, so they've got to have a couple lying around. We'd probably get one for cheap.
Oh, please. I'm coming in that day. And I'm asking some questions.
Okay. Well, my ex-wife, Kathleen, who you both know, just text me, please. There's no way you could pass a lie detector test. So, pretty much no one on the planet knows me better than Kathleen. So I guess I can't pass the lie detector test. Not good. I mean, for 4 minutes, I thought I could pass the lie detector test. And then I just basically found out, no, I could not. Yeah, exactly. Well, that was fun. I mean, I very briefly convinced myself to do it. A pilot ended up buying, how many pizzas was it again, Harrigan? Was it like 150 pizzas?
It was enough to feed 153 people. It was 30-some pizzas.
For a delayed flight. How great is that, Rena?
That's pretty great.
Right?
That's pretty great. You know what? Every pilot everywhere is now like, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. The bar is now established versus the other captain say, hey, good luck. I'll see you in the plane. We have to go. You want to give us one last happy birthday?
Happy birthday, friends. Enjoy.
Thank you. That's Rena. Check her out.
Okay.
Carol Levin. She didn't mean a single word of that. See you on 11 today, 4, 5, and 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.